Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Logan Gage with the CSC in Washington, D.C. It is at once lamentable and understandable that academics, wishing applause from other academics, proffer far-fetched theses. After all, no one receives plaudits, or tenure for that matter, with commonsensical hypotheses. When divined from capital S science, however, such theses are often uncritically accepted. David Berlinsky's The Devil's Delusion calls science, which has supposedly proven that there is no God, back to Earth. With his strong literary voice, Berlinsky is frequently noted in best science writing anthologies, and rightly so. Few nonfiction books will evoke laughter like this delightful reply to the new atheists, Dawkins, Dennett, Hitchens, and Harris. On Ape Human Similarities, Berlinsky remarks, quote, "Given the gift of language, apes have nothing to say." And, "Beyond what we have in common with the apes, we have nothing in common," end quote. Berlinsky, a Princeton-educated philosopher, has a light touch and an artist's sensibility, which makes sense as both of his parents were classically trained musicians who fled Nazi Europe. If that's not a recipe for a sensitive soul, what in the world is? Berlinsky's chief question is not whether God exists, but whether science has shown that he does not. The West has long told the story of a good God, of evil losing out in the end, of paradise regained. Quote, "I do not know whether any of this is true," writes Berlinsky. "I am certain that the scientific community does not know that it is false," end quote. Consider the world picture of 20th century physics. Curved space-time? Fundamental forces? Black holes? Quantum fields? Bosons, fermions? Subdivided into quarks and leptons? Quarks having 6 subsets, leptons 4? Hadrons, symmetries, fields? "It is remarkably Baroque," writes Berlinsky, "and it is promiscuously Catholic. For the atheist persuaded that materialism offers him a no-nonsense doctrinal affiliation, this is a nightmare. Since ancient Greece, we've longed for the fundamental particle, the basic pieces of material reality. But it is an article of faith that there is an essential unit. Quote, "It is entirely possible that there may be as many elementary particles as there is funding available to investigate them," end quote. Thus, Berlinsky echoes the Book of Hebrews, quote, "Western science is above all the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Before we can say science has proven atheism, we must first ask whether science's methodology is appropriate for the task. If by science one means the great theories of mathematical physics, writes Berlinsky's, then the demand is unreasonable. After all, we cannot treat any claim this way. There is no other intellectual activity in which theory and evidence have reached the stage of development. If, on the other hand, the demand means merely that one should treat the existence of God as the existence of anything would be treated, then we must accept the fact that in life, as it is lived beyond mathematical physics, the evidence is fragmentary, lost, partial, and inconclusive. We do what we can. We grope. We see glimmers. Intellectuals often separate God and science like fighting school children into non-overlapping magisteria, to use Stephen Jay Gould's nomenclature. They say arguing that God, or more generally, an intelligence, is the best explanation for certain features of nature, as intelligent design scientists do, is a mistake. For the more nature is explained, the more this God of the gaps vanishes. If God overlaps with the realm of physical reality, he is vulnerable to meddling scientists. He should stick to the safe, spiritual, ethical dimension. But has the last century confirmed this zero-sum thinking? The argument, says Berlinsky, unjustifiably assumes that all gaps will be filled. Quote, "Western science has proceeded by filling gaps, but in filling them it has created gaps all over again," Berlinsky writes. Quote, "Anomalies have grown great because understanding has improved," end quote. Physical theories have enlarged and not diminished our sense of the sublime and mysteriousness of life. How does the mystifying, unpredictable realm of subatomic particles produce breathing, thinking, worshiping creatures? We know one thing for sure, Dawkins doesn't know. But he'd rather accept an infinity of universes, a multiverse, than a single God. Beware of playing poker with this man Berlinsky. He calls bluffs. Of that last stronghold of scientific atheism, neo-Darwinism, Berlinski notes that while biologists often claim it to be as well-proven as gravity, one never hears physicists claiming quantum mechanics is as well-established as evolution. Let's stop exaggerating. Unlike many of his interlocutors, Berlinski knows that the mind or matter first debate has a long distinguished pedigree. Doubting Darwin did not begin at the Scopes trial. This is a book in, but not of, our times. It is profoundly honest about the nature of human knowledge. It is postmodern without being cynical. Perhaps only an agnostic can renew science's humility without undermining its quest for truth. Where do we stand? We stand where we've always stood, says Berlinski. At a place of uncertainty, attempting to read the road signs rushing past. God remains as good or better an explanation for the Big Bang, cosmic fine-tuning, and why nature obeys laws, as he always has. For two centuries, the West has ricocheted between positivism and postmodernism. Positivism held in the scientific community, postmodernism by literary types. Between empiricism as the only reliable epistemology and the relativity of all things. Berlinski avoids the trap because he knows too much about science to buy positivism and too much about the humanities to dismiss the perennial concerns of the human heart. He wanders effortlessly between Schrödinger's dead cat and Boswell's life of Johnson. Critics might say he cuts the scientific community down to size, but erects little of his own philosophy. On what metaphysical ground does an agnostic stand, for instance, to affirm real truths about the universe? Yet it is precisely because Berlinski sees no replacement for God as our moral and scientific foundation that he urges us not to demolish the Western worldview. If all agnostics were as intellectually honest as Berlinski, we'd have a fine chat, over whiskey and cigars, I imagine, about love, loss, meaning, and ultimate reality. I do wish the rest of the scientific community would join us. I'm Logan Gage with the CSC in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.